call the meeting to order. Stand for a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor, public comment. Yes, John?
Well, the hydrants look pretty good. They look like they're all that bad.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. The other concern I had is up there on Route 20, right by the Century Farm Church, all that water comes down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone's worried about that. That's a state road, I know.
Yeah. State refuses to do anything about it. So I don't know what the answer is. I know what the answer is.
It comes off the hill, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think they can dig a 20-foot trench down there, put rocks in there so it covers the water, and go into a cover pipe and into the drain? That side of the sidewalk?
Yeah, it's not our property. I mean, I don't know.
Eventually somebody's going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I brought it to the attention of the state DOT a number of times.
Don't they have a new engineer up there?
No, I don't know.
If they, Mr. Millius, I don't see his name on the sign anymore.
No, he's gone now, you think?
Guys, so maybe we can...
Yeah, all right. Let's just see who it is.
Is this Greg?
Still got to get through, what's his name there?
Blake.
Blake, yeah. But we'll see. If we end up doing getting a grant for the Main Street thing and we end up doing something, maybe we can incorporate it into that. But, I mean, the system, I know where the catch basins go. They get tied in and then they go up between Chandler's house and the Methodist Church house and they go over to the creek is where they feed in. But, you know, to be able to tie something into that is...
And a lot of water.
Yeah, I know. So, all right. Anything else? Okay. Approved minutes of the October board meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on those? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion for the treasurer's report. Motion by Guy, seconded by Randy.
Questions? So there continues to be a number of lines that have negative balances. So now we've added 1440.4.
Seems to me when we saw the zoning one, 8010.4.
I thought we made that change.
We made a change. We appropriated $12,000 or from fund balance to that line item to pay for NAM. Okay, so that hasn't been done yet. So we need to get word to Wendy on these things. That's all.
I've sent it over a couple times.
All right, well, I will send it then. So the engineering one, this is for probably for the sidewalks and stuff that we're working on. And the building, too, probably. Okay.
And then the other one is the playgrounds.
So both of those, when we approved those things, we approved those out of fund balance also, right? We have minutes on that, right, Missy?
It would have been...
Engineering,
for the sidewalks and for the the building. That was the engineering issues. So refuse were over, those are, that's income.
Those are income.
Yeah, on the wrong page. That's a good one.
And then there's a big one in water, but that's.
And that was the water project that's gonna be, this is gonna be reimbursed out of the funds we get back from, $150,000, which, how's that going? Is that?
We're working on it.
Working on that.
So as long as we don't spend any more.
There's $150,000 coming back to this.
Right, right, but as long as we don't incur any more costs to pay out of this one, we're okay? I mean, it can be a negative as long as we don't incur another cost.
Which one?
Well, there's income coming to it, though.
Right.
There's $150,000 due this.
Right, got it. Oh, I know, I understand that, but there, these.
So really, there's only a $75,000 has been spent out of that, and there's still, you know, that'll leave $150,000 in the account at the end of the day.
Right, we've spent $228,000.
Right. Oh, okay, okay, because this is a capital water project. Yes, you're right. So that's a different.
As long as we don't do any more
business
in that line, we're okay.
No, that line's done.
Right. So the ones that are most problematic are like the zoning contractual. We're going to continue to pay out of it.
Right, and she needs to move money over.
Too. Right, and then the playgrounds, too.
What's the playgrounds one for? $88.
We're $88 over now, and we're only 6 months in. Or, 6 months in.
What do we spend money on for that? Yeah.
Get a report on that one.
Water treatment. Maybe a pond treatment.
Well,
we need a report on that one.
That's it. May be that.
It might probably be some of the pond treatment, which is fine. I mean, again, it's just that we can't legally.
Right, we have to move it up. We have to move money from someplace else.
Spend any more until.
Okay. I will review these and get an email out to Wendy for that. Any other questions? All those in favor of approving the report? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that's carried. No correspondence.
No.
Reports of departments, highway department.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. For the month of October, on the streets, the street end, they installed a new chain on the sander. Spread material on Ultra Alleyway, worked with Gallo on the garage project, did some dismantling of electric on a garage project, replaced a water heater, took the dump truck to Sunnyside to replace the starter, transmission lines, they needed to be replaced, that was done so by Sunnyside, did a village cleanup, leaf pickup, continued to mow the grass at the time, and they are getting ready for the snow that is shortly to come here this weekend. And they installed new lights on the salt shed. As far as the water, they flushed the fire hydrants, ran routine samples, flushed a hydrant at the end of Chatham Street due to rusty water. The numbers for usage look good. They did some work on the pump house, and they winterized the trash pumps for October.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
All right. That's enough. Randy, you have anything you want to add?
I think Charlie did it all.
All right.
But average daily use was 66,000 gallons of water. There was two tests. California tests performed both the negatives, and still working on getting a kickoff date for the engineering for the pump house upgrade. Just trying to get a Monday that's free. I'll let everybody know when that's going to happen. I'll let you know, Bob.
Okay. Did you, for the kickoff meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, let me know. Police report.
You have a written report in your packets. During the month, there was one arrest, 12 incidents, and 77 traffic tickets issued. 32 of those tickets were for speeding, including three for speeds in excess of 20 miles over the speed limit. Average ticket was for 16.1 miles over the speed limit. We had seven tickets for running a stop sign or a red light, six for unlicensed operation of a vehicle, four for operating a vehicle while using an electronic device or texting. And there were no impaired driving incidents during the month, so that was good. There were two domestic dispute calls, six assisting of other departments, including police, fire, and EMS, and the details are in the report. Unit 602, 2016 Ford Interceptor has 26,000 miles on it. Unit 603, 2011 Ford Crown Victoria has 51,000 miles on it. One of the incidents of note in October involved the arrest of a man on two felony charges, first-degree criminal contempt and second-degree aggravated family offense and criminal contempt for violating a duly issued order of protection. Individuals scheduled to appear in village court later this month. As is customary, the department added some foot patrols to the evening shifts before the night before and on Halloween to ensure the safety of everyone who had participated in the trick-or-treating festivities. Officers also set up a trick-or-treat station on the corner of Elm Street and Albany Ave to hand out goodies to the kids, as well as make themselves visible to deter any potential problems. And as far as I am aware, there were no incidents of note, and everyone was able to enjoy the evening. One of our officers met with the staff of the Nassau Free Library to provide some general security advice and information. The department is available for this sort of advice to other organizations, should they request them. Happy to provide the services. In light of concerns following the massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue, the mayor and I met with leaders from the Nassau synagogue to discuss their concerns about how to protect their members. In recent months, the synagogue has been in contact with the department about similar concerns as well. And in addition to the advice that was provided, we've instructed the department to add a Saturday morning patrol shift and to make sure that the officer on duty is visible during the synagogue service hours, so that while there has not been any specific threat or threats made, we're not taking any chances. We'll be evaluating how the shift is working and make changes as needed. And I'll have more to say about that a little bit later. And finally, since this week was Veterans Day, included Veterans Day, I want to thank two of our officers for their service to our country. Officer Al Restifo, who completed a combat tour of Iraq, received a Purple Heart for wounds received in action. Recently retired from the Army with the rank of Sergeant First Class. Officer Nick Menuto also completed a combat tour in Iraq and is currently serving in an Army National Guard at the rank of Major. I want to thank them and all of our other veterans, including those on the board, for their service and those currently serving. Thank you.
Okay, trustees, Randy, anything?
No.
Show up, guy.
You're coming at the end.
Not good.
Anyway, like so we found out some good news on the Greenway grant. Earlier this week, I received notice that the Greenway has approved our request to redirect grant funds that we were originally awarded to do some engineering work down at the Commons. We were approved to use those funds toward the cost of design and construction of a pavilion at the Commons. Up to, and I haven't seen the paperwork, but if I recall correctly, it's up to $18,000, which is great. So that's very good news, and we've been waiting a while patiently, and I appreciate everyone's patience with that, but they only look at these things in October, so we had to wait. But we got the approval. Given our previous discussions and the plan to have, I know that the Bicentennial Committee plans to have some sort of groundbreaking ceremony in March of this coming year, I think it makes sense to get moving on the planning of the project. We've seen a rendering of what the pavilion might look like. It was a very nice rendering. Randy presented it a couple months ago. And I think it makes sense to start, finalizing exactly where we're going to put that.
Mm-hmm.
Commons is a big place, but there's some obstacles in the way. So we'll have to think about that so that we can get the engineering done.
The mound of shale there,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Sherman said he'd remove that for a tack radar for you, George, but we had to move that. That big mound, so we can. That's planning too. So
yeah,
be a good idea to get rid of that.
No, no problem. But you know, so if we find out where we're going to put it, we get the engineering done, then you know, obviously we got to put together the scope of work so that we can, you know, the work mm-hmm. we're going to contract out, we can contract out work that, you know, there's been talk about people willing to donate services and materials as well. So we'll have to figure out how that all works, but. You know, we should probably get started soon. This project, given that sort of not necessarily saying, hey, have a contractor just come and do the whole thing. So it's a little more complicated, I think, than mm-hmm. most of our projects. So we might want to think about having a couple of the board members working on it, not just one.
Mm-hmm. No. I'm certainly willing to jump in.
Yeah. I know, Randy, you've been... I don't want to volunteer anyone, but
I'm willing to help on that as well.
Yeah, maybe everybody can put some effort towards that just to make sure that we're all getting we get it done, because it's a kind of a tight turnaround, you know. So in any case, so let's think about that. We can make some decisions later. I want to give an update on the rail trails project itself. Tomorrow at St. Mary's, there is a public information meeting, 6:30 at St. Mary's Parish Hall. The presentation is going to focus on the part of the trail that's in the village, and the town, part down on the other end of the town. And they're going to have a question and answer session as well. As I understand it, this is the final public meeting in this area before they put out the RFP for construction. Which is slated to begin construction sometime next year. So the final part about the trail is Andy Beers, the project manager of the whole entire New York State Trails project. They offered us he substantiated the offer of the mower. Remember in the past mm-hmm. he had said that, you know, hey, you know, maybe we'll give you a mower to help with some of the basic maintenance on the trail. We got a, you know, the specifications on the mower. It's a 48-inch mowing deck, zero turn thing, kind of like, I think it's kind of like the one we have now. So they're willing to give us another one of those, free of charge. Again, the agreement is that
we do the
up and down. It's you know, the idea is to go up one side and come down the other, and that's it. And you know, it's not like a daily thing. It's more like once, twice a month kind of thing in the summer. So that's the offer. There's no specific timeline about when they're going to deliver it, but it'll be delivered at some point before the trail is completed. I haven't seen if he's... Has he sent any formal agreements?
For the roads, for the mower?
For the maintenance?
No.
No.
I've not seen those. He just sent me the specifications and pictures of the mower.
Yeah.
That's all I saw.
So I think at some point they're gonna want us to sign something that says, you know, we'll do it. So the last thing I want to talk about, and it has to do with the synagogue and the stuff that happened in Pittsburgh. In light of those events that took the lives of folks who were doing, who were worshiping, exercising their constitutionally guaranteed inalienable rights in this country to practice their religion, I think it's appropriate to remind ourselves, members of our community, and pretty much everyone else out there that a terrorist attack of this kind is unacceptable and antithetical to the very ideals that our country is founded on, our community, our values, and it doesn't matter what political party or stance you have, that's just not something that can be accepted here. And as I mentioned earlier, the mayor and I met with the leaders of this Nassau synagogue, and we're going to work with them in the short term to make sure that they're secure. They feel secure, and they are secure. And we will help any other organization should they feel threatened in that same way. In the long term, however, our response as a community has to be a reaffirmation of our commitment to civility, kindness, and service. Our community is dedicated, as we passed a resolution last year, almost exactly a year ago, dedicated to inclusivity, and it's important not to be afraid to practice that ideal, to denounce hate, and to embrace our many faiths and diversity. Our differences are our strength. They are not avenues to be exploited to divide us. And so, as our holiday season approaches, I implore everyone to embrace your neighbors, to take advantage of as many community event opportunities as you can. There's a wonderful interfaith service this Sunday at the Grace Methodist Church. There's our tree lighting in a couple of weeks. By showing up to those sorts of things, you're showing your support for a way of life, our way of life. And we're so lucky to live in such a community that's kind, good-natured, and tolerant. But that community takes work to maintain, and that work is our responsibility. So I think it's the right thing for us to talk about these things, to reaffirm what we believe in, to make sure that it continues. And I also would direct people, if they haven't already seen the comments from the supervisor, the town of Nassau, had some very nice words that are very inspiring, and hopefully we can live up to those. Thanks.
Charlie? I don't have anything at the present.
Dave?
Stay warm. It's getting cold out there.
All right, so over the last month, I've been pretty busy with working on the zoning stuff, which we'll be talking about later. Also, as Guy mentioned, I did meet with the synagogue. I'm in full agreement with what he's brought to the table here. I think that as a community, we all need to come together and work together and be together. And I know that the concerns of the synagogues are very real. I hope that, you know, we're able to make them feel safe and as much as we can. But we will certainly let them know that they are a part of our community, and what they feel, we feel also. And that goes for, you know, the Christian churches too. There was a rash of those not recently too. But so all the same, but so that's pretty much all I have at the moment. Missy?
I just want to remind everyone of the tree lighting on the 2nd at 5 p.m. I know it's coming up pretty fast. We still have Thanksgiving up. And any of the wives want to make cookies, that would be appreciated. I already got your wife.
I already put
her on the list. But yeah, I only serve homemade cookies, not store bought. So that would be helpful. And we're gonna raffle the baskets that night as well. That's it.
Hey, Missy, did you talk to Kirk?
Yes, I did. And the band will play that day. I officially asked him.
Yeah. So you have a code enforcement report in your packet.
All right. We got two new interviews. There's a couple of guys who are going to be interviewing for the code enforcement part-time position. Mazzotti's garage finally came down, so that's good news. They still need to finish loading that up over on the corner by the school there. And there are a couple reports over in Westbrook Drive and Maple Ave, complaints that Kevin has addressed regarding commercial area in a residential and some debris in the back of somebody's yard were just piling up, which has been addressed as well. And the building department would like to request a computer for the desk over here. Tom, I believe there's an available laptop you spoke to Kevin about?
Are those the assessors?
Oh, it is the assessors?
Yeah. You mean the Village Hall laptop? Well, we have a laptop in the Village Hall, but it can't leave. Okay. You know, it's for everyone's use.
Okay.
Which I use mostly. But do you need it?
Yeah, we would. You know, I spoke to Kevin. It'd be easier and more effective if we had our own computer for the desk. So I don't know if we have it in our budget or not, but I'd like to get it.
What do you want on the computer?
Just so, you know, it's hooked up.
I mean, hooked to the server.
Hooked up to the server.
All your stuff is on my computer, so.
Well, just in case, you know, when he doesn't like to use your computer.
He doesn't get to use my computer.
Exactly. So we just want our own computer. So, we, you know, we'd like to.
All right, we'll have to talk about it.
Well, we're talking about it now.
Yeah. We'll see what's on state contract, see how much it costs.
How are you going to get your stuff on that laptop is what I'm saying. It would need to be connected to the server, so that would be a Tom thing.
Okay.
There's a lot more to talk about than just you guys want a laptop.
Okay.
I mean, I don't care if you guys have a laptop. I just don't know how you're going to access the records.
Okay, well, right now, I'd just like to get, you know, get the board's approval to get a laptop or a computer.
You have to get quotes.
Do we have to approve that to get...
Well, if you're buying within your budget, you don't need to get approval, provided you follow the procurement policy. You get quotes, or you buy off state contracts. So I would talk to Kevin and find out if he's going to need it in the field or not.
No, he wants it here.
Then he should get a PC, I would think.
Either or.
You know, because it would be easier to hook that to be attached to the server, right, Tom?
There is no server here in the Village Hall. All the stuff's on Missy's computer. I mean, we could do shared folders, etc., to do that. But that laptop was originally purchased for the assessor. So
we're not assessing anymore either.
Right, so that could be repurposed, I guess, to that desk.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's functional and has the... you know, appropriate software that he's looking for. Then.
Do you want to set up a meeting to do that, Tom?
I don't really need to.
Or you can do it on your own?
Up. I mean, once you guys figure out what you want to do, just to save money since we already have the PC.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
I would actually prefer them to have their own because I use that laptop a lot.
I mean, I might be able to move everything over to the laptop and you can give them your PC. I don't know.
I guess we'll figure it out. I might have to just take a lot of that stuff off that laptop because I mostly use it. But I mean, Kevin would want access to what? The building permit records?
We just want to have a computer so that it's there for the building department for whatever we need it for.
Tom, they're not that much.
Probably 1,000.
Yeah. I mean, if you got it in your budget, you got to file a procurement policy. That's all.
Let's look and see what they're worth on.
Yeah, because with the new codes guy coming in, he might want access to it too, so it could be a shared thing.
Right. Yeah, I'd also like it too, when I come in.
I'll do a quote for a state contract.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So you'll take that on?
Yeah, I'll do a quote for state contract.
Okay, thank you.
Animal control?
No report.
18 Phillips moved, Tom?
I don't know if he moved.
the...
I heard the couch was
gone. The car's gone?
No, the van.
Yeah,
no,
the trailer with the stuff on it is gone.
He did move.
He did, okay.
He's out.
There's still four cats there.
To Lebanon.
Oh, you left cats behind?
Yep.
No, not that
four cats.
The neighbor said.
There's four cats left, according to...
maybe another neighbor said that, because the other neighbor said there was... She didn't see any, but...
I'll give Paul a call. Have him go over and check it out.
I talked to him yesterday.
All right.
Oh. I don't know. He called me. He said, I asked him if all the cats were gone. He goes, no.
Who's that? Okay, so he must have checked it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
What color are they?
They're black.
No, I'm curious.
I had no idea. All he said
had a few cats.
All the cats were black, the ones I saw in the pictures.
Yeah, but we've had cats around at my house for years. Mm. And so the cats that they're seeing may be the ones that are. Too. So, I mean, you don't
want to
take somebody's cat.
I'll talk to Paul. Community revitalization.
We will find out next month if we receive the grant for the technical assistance. And hopefully from there, once we receive that, we'll move forward for the actual grant. So, for the $500,000.
Okay. Village beautification, there's a report in your packet. Income from Oktoberfest was $34.99.50. Expenses for Oktoberfest were $4.75 for the tent rental, $500 for the band. Shed items reimbursement, $50. Nassau Fest, Oktoberfest supplies, $705.91. Key bank service fee, $300. Total expenses, $3. $3, yeah, sorry. Yeah, key bank.
It is key bank.
Total expenses, $1,733.74. Balance on hand at the 1031 was $59.69.68. Donations towards projects in 2019 were $23.50. Bicentennial. I see nothing for that.
There's no report in
there. No, there.
Do we have another accepting donations for the pavilion stuff? Do they ever give us a report of where they stand or what?
Well, the donations for the pavilion go to Missy, right. And she takes care of those.
We're gonna need to know when we
right. But
you know,
she's
start the ball rolling.
Yeah, she's putting them into a segregating or accounting for them anyway. Right. That they're coming in as donations.
The pavilion fund.
Yeah, and the pavilion fund. I know the Bicentennial Committee's got another paint and sip coming up on July or January 5th. We're gonna hold it over at the ambulance building. So if anybody wants to sip wine and paint pictures. They'll be doing that. They got the basket raffle they're working on for. That'll be raffled on at the tree lighting. They have 18 baskets, all of which were donated to for the raffle by members of the community. So tickets are, I think it's one for a dollar. I think it's six for
18
for $10. Yeah, 18 for $10, and you can put them in, split them up into different buckets, whatever ones you want. There's 18 baskets.
So,
I might add, if you have your money and you don't have time to fill out tickets tonight, they'll take your money and they'll give you an envelope and then you can.
Yeah, you can split it up.
Take tickets home and fill them out and just bring it back.
So as a board, are we taking a lead to reach out to put a request for an engineering on this pavilion, or is it too early yet? Or,
well, that we'll talk about that under old business here, I think, because we've been talking about this, but I want to talk about that a little bit tonight, because I really would like to get some feel as to where we're going with this.
Right, does anybody know, though?
Well, I've got some things I can bring. I want to bring up. So, well, let's get to get to that point. Okay, youth committee.
Kurt couldn't be here tonight. He just wanted to add to what he gave you, the financial report, just to remind everybody that officially the beautification committee has wrapped up its activities for the year. And so we'll see you again in the springtime. So the youth committee report tonight is going to be on what I call holiday happenings for December. I've gotten in touch with my contacts for the tree lighting festivities, which will be held, as we said, on Sunday, December 2nd. Santa will be arriving at the firehouse at 3 p.m. and staying until 5 p.m. The Village Youth Committee will once again be making holiday ornaments in the firehouse from 3:15 to 4:15. And then, of course, the tree lighting ceremony begins at 5 o'clock. I've already contacted Missy. And so she and I are working on this. I'll be handling the article placement in the advertiser. The first article should actually appear this week in one of the 3 weeks. I'll also place posters at the Nassau Free Library, the post office, and Village Hall. I've given the posters to Missy already. An article has already been written and is appearing in the November issue of the Village Green. So I think we've got a lot of the advertising covered. This year, I've been asked to organize the toy drive for the Resource Center at the library in the Village Hall. I've already contacted the library, and they've agreed to have a donation box. And Fred McKeag from the town is going to be handling picking up from the town. So we kind of split duties to make it a little easier for both of us. So tonight, with the board's permission, I'd like to once again have a donation box here in Village Hall. So if y'all say yes, we'll go ahead.
I usually just put one out. I never ask that.
Well, I know. We're just being formal.
We've always put one out.
Okay, by me.
Okay, sounds
there
good.
There you go. That's all we need. Thank
all
you.
Favor, right?
Anything from the ZBA? Planning board? Zoning review? Okay, so I sent out the changes at, so those were all the changes that the committee came up with. I sent you two forms. I sent you a red line form so you can see the changes to existing laws. I sent you a clean tablet so that makes it easier to read if you just wanted to read through the new thing. So I wanted to get that out for in case you guys had any questions. And I know Guy and I both worked on it, so we're pretty up to speed. But the rest of you have any questions? The plan is now tomorrow we're going to post this on the website for the public to use. We're going to send out an email blast for everyone that's signed up for our email, letting them know that this is available. Next month, I want to start the meeting at 6:30. It's not going to be a public hearing, but it is going to be a presentation. I'm going to have Nan come in, who helped us, who was our consultant on this project, have her come in and walk the people and the folks in attendance through the zoning changes and the additions to the zoning law. So we'll be able to, we'll go through that, then we'll be able to answer some questions if folks have some questions. So that'll be the December meeting. The January meeting, I want to hold a public hearing to go through that to see if there's any changes from the public. That'll have given the public actually 2 months to look at these. Plus, we're halfway through. We'll have a walkthrough of what's going on, so the public will have a ample opportunity to be educated as to what, you know, what the thinking of the committee was in developing these laws. And if all goes well and we have the public hearing and we don't have any major changes that are offered to us, then the next step would be to have NAM complete the seeker review, do the notifications to the towns and the county and like that. And then if that, I'm not sure what that time frame is, but assuming she can get it done in a month, then, you know, February or March, we could probably adopt these zoning ordinances and have them on the books for the next building season.
Okay.
So that's the plan.
Okay. I read the entire report, and Yeah, I commend you guys for doing a great job. It's very thorough. It looks good. I do have some questions. Do you want to go over that now, or should we wait till the next meeting? Or
we'll take the questions. Yeah, we'll I'm not sure we'll answer them.
All right, page 26, the definition of unoccupied is a little vague on commercial use. I'm pulling it up now so I can, my computer was making noise, so I shut it down. But that page 26, I don't know if you can pull yours up or not, or if you have it, but mine will be up in a second. And I see page 29 includes mobile phone microsites, which is good. For permitted uses, can we add a gym or exercise studio, dance studio, or production studio? That's page 120-34. Is that okay with you guys? If you add that as a permitted use for commercial?
We could take a look at it. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not intimately familiar with it.
Yeah, it's not. I'm just saying, you know, like a gym, exercise studio, dance studio, or production studio for permitted uses. Page 54, 120-38, commercial design standards for sidewalks, curbs, and parking areas. I had a question about, which we'll pull up. And then for permitting, when you go through the permits on page 67, the time of decision before you approve somebody's special use permit, it says 62 days. Is there any way of lowering that to 1 month? Because 2 months while somebody's waiting to get a special use permit kind of slows them down as far as moving forward.
Well, the boards only meet once a month. That's the thing.
Is that why it's 62? Yeah. Okay.
You know, so if depending on when they receive the permit and, you know, when they receive the request, and then it gets referred to the, under the new ordinances, it gets referred to the planning board. For review, so they would, the applicant would have to meet with the planning board, and then the planning board would have to reach a decision. But there may be other, they may have, when they get it, they may have questions and ask for some additional information, which brings them to the next meeting. Since so that's why there's
why it's 62 days.
It's it, but it's up to
up,
it's
okay not, up to okay.
Yeah, you know,
they so can it's within 62.
Yeah, they can reach a decision quicker.
But okay.
If,
all right.
You know, if it comes to the end of the 62 days and they have to make a decision, they have to decide based on what they have. So.
And then on also on page 26 where you have use as non-conforming, you have the word lawfully in there, and I'm just wondering who is lawfully. I talked to Kevin about that. That word may cause us a little issue.
What page? Such, what is it?
Page 26 use. Other use, non-conforming.
Page 26.
Yeah, they have the word.
Do you know like what chapter or like what section? 120 dash. So, oh, you know.
I don't have that. It's just it's page 26. If you can find it on.
That's page 28.
Kevin, I mentioned that to Kevin. He said that word might cause us a problem.
An established use of a building or structure or use of a land lawfully existing prior to the adoption or amendment of this chapter. So it's basically, this is like the definition of what a grandfathered property would be.
But if there's no CO, if they don't have a CO in there, is it lawfully or is it not lawful? You know what I mean?
If it doesn't have a CO, it's not lawful.
Well,
it exists before.
Well, a lot of the commercial properties, I don't think, have COs.
Well, then they're not legal. What am I going to tell you?
So,
just this is a definition of a non-conforming use.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Is something basically this is a definition of non-conforming use, Dave. So you, I'm Dave.
Right. I mean, I think what
I think they come out of state.
I'm sort of at a loss here because I'm not sure. I don't have the language in front of me, but basically, when you make changes to a zoning law or enact a zoning law, you may be making certain things illegal that were previously legal. So you try to kind of have a demarcation line that says if this was legal on February 1st, 2019, it's not prohibited now, as long as it was lawful before the enactment of the statute. Is that what you're getting at?
Well, what I'm saying is, let's say, for example, somebody, you know, I don't know if all the businesses have COs or not, but if they don't have a CO and then we pass this, the word lawfully basically makes them not law, you know, not legal.
No. No, in fact, it's the opposite. So it's if they exist now. If they didn't need a CO when they started their use, then they don't have to get a CO. Okay. That doesn't make it illegal for them to exist. None of the changes we make will ever make any existing lawful use, lawful right now, illegal.
So what makes it lawful, though? What would make it lawful? Does it have to have a CO to be lawful, or if it's existing?
It's like proving a negative. You're like proving a negative now. You're trying to prove a negative. And, I mean, if somebody's got a property or they're using it for something and, you know, they've been using it for a long time and it's, you know, it's been like assumed to be legal.
Well, for example.
Then we're not going to.
Well, let's use the old homestead, for example.
Yeah.
You know, initially they didn't lawfully, you know, turn that into an apartment complex with the village permission. Now, if now on the books it says lawfully, and then, you know, somebody complains about them, you know, are they in violation or, you know what I mean? Because it's existing, they didn't do it lawfully. That's my concern.
Well, we could do that right now if that was the position taken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just don't want it to get us in, you know, bite us in the ass, that word. You know what I mean?
Well, it's not going to bite us in the ass.
Okay.
You know, because we're going to make the board
determines whether
it was lawful. Has to determine whether they're going to take the position it was lawful or it wasn't lawful.
Okay.
But, you know, it's going to, and I mean, it's just to present, if somebody starts something that illegal during this process, and then we switch over and they say, well, I was doing that before you changed the law, that's what this is meant to protect.
Yeah, basically, okay. We can't make something illegal that's already happening.
Okay. Well, that's
legally.
If we chose to ignore it for 10 years.
That's,
you know, we're going to choose to ignore it for another 10 years. Yeah. I guess.
Okay, that's, you know, just Kevin said that word lawfully. Every once in a while, it might come back, you know, and cause us a problem. That's all.
I have a question too. So, like in the permitted uses, if someone wants to do something that's not in the list, there's still an option of getting a variance to get permission to do something, right?
Special use permit, it would be.
Well, no,
it's just a variance.
It's a variance because it's not there and you're asking for it to be there. So you're asking for them to waive it, kind of, right? Is that how that goes?
You're asking to get a variance from the law, to be allowed to break the law.
To be allowed to do it, okay.
Essentially.
All right. Well,
to do it legally, yes.
Break the law legally.
No, it isn't. It's an exception.
You're breaking the law.
It's not breaking the law. It's an exception.
Yeah.
Make an exception.
It's an exception.
Yeah.
Not having to follow the law. But you have to do that.
Which happens a lot, because parking issues are always going to be an issue.
Right.
They're never going to be corrected. So there's variances that need to be given for businesses all the
time. I think there was some
leeway
put into this for parking regulations.
Yeah.
That they can be looked at more liberally than
right.
Allowed.
There is no parking. Anywhere.
So we did take that into consideration. I mean, other things we took into consideration was, you know, is residential units in the business district. I mean, you know, they're there. You know, so at least in this range of zoning, it's going to be legal now to have residences above the first floor.
Well, most people thought it was, so.
Yeah, well, so now we're codifying that. You know, still people that have them on the first floor that are currently there are going to be considered grandfathered, non-conforming. No, we're not going to make them take them out, but...
All right, well, the public will all come in and listen. I've had a lot of questions from different people about, are they changing this, are they changing that? I'm like, I didn't read the whole thing.
Well, that's why we want to give it. We really do want the public support on this and their input. So that's why we're looking for, we want to put this out there for a couple of months, you know, and get it out there and, you know, we can talk about it. You know, at least, you know, we can talk about it. I mean, at least they'll know where we're coming from, what we thought about it, some of the stuff are, you know, taken from state law,
But we'll have to define that.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because there's a lot of different little rumors going around. People are saying that you're forbidding people to put property across the way.
Oh, absolutely not. We've made it so that they can develop that property up there.
Yeah, well, I know. Why wouldn't we want to?
Yeah. See, the thing is, people talk without knowing what's
going on. Oh, absolutely.
So going out on the web is going to be nice.
Mm-hmm. And now, as a matter of fact, I know there's somebody that's already looking at that because they called about it.
Yeah.
And
I forwarded that to you.
Right. And so now this, with the overlay system that we've put in there, they will be able to overlay that and determine exactly what kind of site review, site work they're going to have to do to make this possible.
That's just the definition.
Rather than, you know, guess around on.
Because in the current law, you actually have it's very difficult to do anything up there.
So now
you almost need a variance.
Make it an easier process. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
That's good to know.
While at the same time protecting the environment. I mean, that's what we did. That's, you know.
That was what we, that's what we intended to do. So.
Thank you.
So anyway, I don't, you know, I mean, if you have any more specific questions you want?
That's it. But I said it's very thorough and, it's good.
Okay. So, I mean, you know, we'll certainly, next month, be a lot of room for discussion. Ann will be here. We'll have, you know, we'll all have our laptops in front of us. I'm not printing them out because it's like 100 pages.
Yeah.
Well, that's the zoning is 100. There's another 100 pages of the other laws.
So, you know, so folks are going to have to, if anyone has questions, they should make sure that they go by chapter and section number so we can review to get to it. And maybe when we send out maybe we'll do a blast telling them it's out there, take a look at it, and then maybe a week before the meeting, we'll send out another blast. Anyone with questions, please refer your questions by chapter and section number.
Okay.
So that we can refer to that, just to kind of,
because you guys will all have your laptops, and Nan will be here, so anyone that comes with their questions will be able to have them answered.
Yep.
Okay.
And then I'll talk to Nan. Maybe we'll want to set the projector up again. So. Okay. So anyway, that's where we are with that. Okay, so let's see. What else do we have here?
I got one more question, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
When things are crossed out, what does that mean?
That means if they're in red and they're crossed out, those are being removed.
Removed, okay.
And if they're in blue, they're being added, you know, if they're in the blue.
Okay. So the senior housing district, that's crossed out. We're not going to have that in there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And general procedure. Okay. All right. That answers my question.
It's just going to be like a planned district. Because they took away the, conservation district where you couldn't build anything. Like over on the fairgrounds. You can't build nothing. Okay. Right now. So now what we did was we went over there and we demarcated all of the wetlands. And we said, this is what's here. You know, you can do something if you can do it within these boundaries, and you know, but they have to get, you know, they have to get septic, they have to get. I mean, there's a lot to it that they have to do. But we're no longer saying you can't do anything over there, just like over here.
That's the
we're
problem.
Not
the
saying.
New bills you're talking
yeah,
about. Okay.
We're not saying you can't do anything over there. We're saying here's some steep slopes that you have to deal with and you have to remedy. If you want to do anything over here,
these are the areas
that you have to be concerned about, and they have to put together a site plan that shows that they're going to mitigate those circumstances.
Versus being told, nope, can't do nothing.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll let them figure it out, basically. All right. So, sidewalk removal, old business.
I asked the question to LaBerge, and they came back To answer your question.
I did see that in the email. Yeah.
Okay. They're going to, the sidewalks are going to be 5 feet where applicable, according to. What am I looking at?
You're looking at a catch basin.
Oh.
This is a curb. Comes along the curb, goes in there instead of having the box out in the roadway.
Oh, right, right, right.
Remember I talked about
that? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Can you send me that?
Sure. And you got an apple?
Yeah. And then I'll pour that on the birch.
Okay.
So with no other issues, I think we're all set, Miss. You know, we're just going to wait till the spring.
Right.
All the prints have been done and completed by LaBerge. For the three areas that were in question, Chatham Fairgrounds and John Street. So,
Charlie, can you send me the prints since
everybody already we sent them via email.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you should have them already. They were last month.
Should be.
They should be on the attachment.
Okay.
I had a resident that wanted a copy of them. I told them that I didn't know. Am I supposed to share that?
Charles.Collins.
I sent it to your text. I texted it to you.
Oh.
I don't know. Can we share those with residents? What?
A resident came in and wanted the...
Well, it's public information.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't get it yet.
All right. I sent it to... Where did I send it to? I sent it to you. Let's see what I got for a phone number for you.
It was Suzanne Summers.
Got there it is.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Because we're also looking at a grant. And if we're, I want to see if we can incorporate some of these and get some of these catch basins out of the streets.
Oh, I know. I agree, too, because
they're so freaking narrow, and you get those trucks run over.
And they're pretty bad, too.
And all we do is fix them.
Some of them are just field stone as far as in a hole.
That's yeah. No kidding. All right, so we're.
So, Missy, we're going to. I'll send this to you also, and we can forward. For some reason, I can't send anything to LaBerge because it kicks back.
Okay, send it to me.
I'll send it to you, and then just let them know that we're all set.
Yeah, Ron said we're just going to move forward in the spring. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Last I talked.
All right, so last month. We talked about the speed limit changes in the village in response to the folks over on Westbrook and John Street and other areas. And Guy had put that stuff together, but we decided to table it until we had a full board. So now that we have a full board, we'll take a look at that.
Sure. So,
guys, I didn't want you to have a copy because it was last month.
Oh.
If you didn't bring it, you don't have it.
Yeah, I don't see mine in here either. Anyway, that's okay. I remember what they were anyhow.
You want this?
No, I got it. Speed limit. 10-7. Okay. So, in August, I guess it was, I put together a document that would change sections or chapter 111-8 in the village code from it moved it. From 30 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour. And then after Dave looked at it and said, nope, that's against the law. According to the state, we can't move it any lower than 25. I revised the document to say 25. And I also included a list of the roads and the practical effects. So The roads that would be affected by the change would be the roads that we have control over the speed limit, which means it does not affect Albany Avenue, does not affect Church Street, does not affect Chatham Street, doesn't affect McClellan Road, but it would affect all of the other roads in the village. So, you know, we can go through the list. Alter Alley, Elm Street, Fairgrounds, Fairview, Griswold, Howard, John, Conemeek, Cozy, Lake Ave, Malden, Maple Ave, Muir, McClellan Drive, Park Ave, Phillips, Tremont, and Westbrook Drive. Those all are currently 30 miles an hour, except in the school zone, which is 20. School zone obviously would not be affected since it's already lower than 25, so it's at 20. But everywhere else would move to 25 from the current 30. That's the practical effect. So that's really what it is.
All right, so it's open for discussion. Yeah. So we need to decide if we're going to move ahead with that. We have any discussion? Everybody good with it? We'll, because the next step is we'll set up a public hearing for next month. And after the public hearing, then we can adopt our law and they would take effect whenever they implement it.
But they'd be, they wouldn't be.
We do a local law immediately, but we ought to take, we ought to have some language in there saying it's given it some time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to do it on.
Well, it's got to all be reposted, and you can't even purchase the signs until you know you're going to use them.
Right. And so, you might want to say effective commencing on February 1 or, you know, some date.
Yeah.
And even then, maybe soft enforcement for a period of time. And that's going to be up to the point. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But suddenly,
if you're gonna
put, it's more aware, make people aware that it's changed.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's basically just changing a sign, not putting a post in, right? Or,
no. We'll be just taking the 30-mile sign off, putting the 20.
You can't dig
25.
In the
right.
Yeah. Kind of tough with the frost.
But even still, I mean, we could. It could be a, you know, a February 1 or a March 1, and you know, I mean, we could always post it a month ahead of the, when it takes effect too, right? Depends on enforcement. So,
you know, and I know we had talked about how to do the posting, because right now on Westbrook and John and things, those roads back there aren't any signs at all. Right,
John has a couple.
Okay, you know, we talked about putting like something that says area speed limit or something.
Yeah,
so
when
we don't
come,
have to
when
put
you,
so many
when
signs.
When you come in, it already says area speed limit.
Yeah, so
for 30. So if you just keep that should be fine.
Yeah,
you know, as opposed to having signs all over.
Right, exactly. Because then it's just to get some people's way.
Yeah, like, I'd rather not have this. You know, and you know, our neighborhood's good. We all tell each other, you know, if somebody sees somebody speeding, you know, you slow them down right away, and
And
the guy across from the pump house said he don't mind a sign in his yard.
Well, because I know the gentleman on Howard had some issues earlier in the year.
People
driving pretty fast through there, and you know, so I think that you know, I think a lot of it is sort of neighborhood awareness and
making sure that
when you're out there. You know, making sure that if you see someone going fast, you just tell them, come on.
Right. You know, right. This is a neighborhood.
Put your hand up and say, hey, you know. Because, who else is speeding back there? It's the people who live there. I mean, it's not like there's not like people just driving.
No thoroughfare.
There's nowhere to go but into the neighborhood. So
it's been good. I haven't seen too many people.
No, me neither.
You know?
That's good.
Yeah.
It's good. So
I think we ought to move forward.
All right. So then we'll set a public hearing for, I don't know. Looks like we're gonna have a lot of stuff backed up next month. So we'll set it for 6:45 or 7. No, that's not 7:15. So 15 minutes before the start of the meeting, right?
All right. So where are you? Oh, you're on the resolutions.
Yeah, but we'll.
Aren't we doing an early meeting?
We're 6:30, but we're starting with the zoning review. That's gonna take at least an hour, probably.
See, I'll do
I put
right,
public
so
hearing 6 o'clock.
What do we do it first? Before the zoning stuff.
Oh, you want to do it before the zoning? Yeah, we could do that, I suppose.
I'll do it at 6:15.
Yeah.
I'll do the public 6:15.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody got a problem with 6:15?
Because we're because the zoning presentation's at 6:30. So this would happen before that.
Everybody can be here for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
6:15.
So Dave, 6:15 on that public hearing.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
Motion by Guy, seconded by Randy. Any questions? So, meeting is for a public hearing to be held on the speed limit changes at 6:15 on December 12th, 2019. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Urswama, 1-year service agreement. So where are we at with that? What's going on? What's going on with that?
Well, that just gets renewed every year.
Yeah.
Okay.
They used to have long contracts, but now they don't anymore. So every year you just renew them if you want them or not.
And how many we have left? How many extensions?
Well, the extension one you're thinking of is County Ways.
Oh.
That's a 2-year plus a 3-year extension.
Okay, so this is membership in Urswama.
This is for Urswama. Next month we'll be doing County Waste.
Okay. That'll be a different talk.
Right.
Want to make that motion, Charlie?
I'll make a motion to extend the 1-year service agreement with Urswama.
Sure.
Second by Randy.
Question.
Questions?
Is there a change in price?
No.
Yes.
Not yet. Not that I got. Oh, did he give you something?
No. But there is, I think it only went up. It didn't go up. I don't have the number. Maybe it do. I think the, I don't have it. I can send it to you guys via email. It's hardly anything.
I know he said something about all the other cities and stuff that aren't in the authority are getting charged for the recyclables and stuff now, and it's astronomical.
Yeah, it's like 125.
Because we're still part of the authority, we're not getting charged
charged,
which is great.
Right now for recyclables.
Yeah, recyclables people are charging for them now.
So the increase would be under 3%, say?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Any other questions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, Dave, I skipped over you for anything. Did you have anything to report? I want you to feel left out, you know?
No, that's okay. Mostly what we've been doing is this is zoning laws.
Okay, next up is new business. Fire commissioner appointment. It's our turn to appoint a commissioner to the Board of Fire Commissioners. I have a letter from Dawn Moore writing to inform you my term as fire commissioner comes to an end in November of 2018. I would like to be considered for reappointment to this position. I am currently holding this position and would continue to hold, and I continue to hold the qualifications that are required. I spoke to other members of the board. They feel that she does a good job and would like her to stay on the board, so I would consider reappointing her, so I would make a motion to reappoint her to the Board of Fire Commissioners.
Second.
Second by Dave. Any questions on Dawn's appointment? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. All right, code enforcement application. So we did get 2 applications. We advertised. For this, we got an application from a fella from who's a part-time code enforcement officer and would like the opportunity to apply my experience in the village of Nassau. He's currently a deputy code enforcement officer for the town of Petersburg. So this guy would be, he's trained. So that's certainly helpful, but he's losing Propsyville, which is a ways away.
Yeah, that is kind of far for him to be coming to code enforcement.
Right. So the other guy that applied is retired from New York State. Doesn't indicate that he has any experience in code enforcement. He has a lot of management experience and policy, so he's a state employee. He looks like worked in the housing department for a while and mostly with housing. So we could talk to him and figure out if he's willing to get trained. And he lives on Kingman Road, so he's a lot closer. So I think we're going to, I'm going to talk to both of these fellows, and we'll have more to report at the next meeting, I guess.
So this, Greg Surprise, he wouldn't have to be, because if he's selected for the village of Nassau, he wouldn't have to be retrained or recertified because of this municipality.
Right. Yeah,
because he's already served.
They just need the training. They aren't trained to a specific municipality. Okay. They need this. There's two courses, I guess. There's a code enforcement course and a building inspection course that they have to take, and there's certain CMEs that they have to take on an annual basis.
Okay.
To keep up their certifications and things of that nature, and then they can apply them anywhere. But they would have to learn our zoning stuff.
Correct. Okay.
You know, so
when you look at Craig's code enforcement experience, he doesn't mention anything about code enforcement. He kind of talks more about building, you know, being a building inspector. So
he also works widely as an assessor. That's my sense of him, is that's his main gig. That's mainly what he does for Petersburg. He's the assessor, and he's very knowledgeable and crisp. And also quite blunt with people sometimes. I mean, he's got a lot of integrity, I think. In other words, he doesn't, you're gonna hear it from him. He's gonna tell you what it is.
Good, and you make a good enforcer.
Yeah.
He's crisp.
He is that.
And blunt.
You're gonna know where you stand.
I mean, not to prejudge, but I kind of like the idea of having someone who's not necessarily really local, because it's hard to enforce code when it's your friends.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing people for you know. Assessor.
Yeah. So, you know, I understand the location. It's kind of like when he gets called, it's going to take him a while to get
there. Yeah, it's 45 minutes. I mean, that's a 45-minute ride.
But on the other hand, you know, we might actually get enforcement.
Yeah, but code enforcement, you want somebody to be available, you know.
He'd have to commit to it.
Well, it's going to be a two-person job here, so we're still going to have, Kevin comes from East Greenbush when we need him. He comes to, if we have a fire or something, he shows up at different events or things. You know, if he has to do an inspection, he has to come out. And that's, you know, if you read that's the other thing, if you read the new zoning, a lot of it goes first to the code enforcement officer before it gets to the building inspector. You know, the flow is definitely different.
Yeah.
The way the work flows. And, you know, and from what we were told, and, you know, the flow works better that way. Because they hash out all the code stuff first before they actually get to the building part.
Right. Makes sense.
So.
I tend to agree with the guy on Surprise.
All right. Well, we're going to, we'll interview them. Intend to interview both of them and, you know, have a chat with both of them, and then Dave will get together and do that. And you're around weekends now?
Yeah.
Because Saturday mornings are like good for me.
Yeah, depending on the weekend, but, you know, give me a heads up on it, you know.
All right. I'll speak with you before I speak with them.
Okay,
we'll
set up a time
frame and tell them if they're interested, this is when we want to meet with you.
Okay, that works better.
That's why I think it works the best.
Sounds good.
All right, so the other thing I want to bring up is, so we've talked about this pavilion, and now we've got funding for it. So, so the first question is going to be, under the clock over there is the rendition of this pavilion that was done by a local architect
that, you know, put that together. And he's put together a few sketches here that I have. So, like, here's a, you know, a sketch of, you can see the sketch of the peak. You guys can look at them. There's a, you know, some there. I don't know.
It's from West.
Yeah, it's from West. Yeah. Is that his name, West? All right, so so those are, you know, so the question is this what we want to go with? Because, I mean, you know, real, so I mean, we could go with this and have him draw up the plans with us, because this is all professional services. My understanding is he may donate those services for this, but that part. So when it comes to building it, though, that's when we have to go to bid to get the construction done.
I think it's beautiful. But
it is intricate.
But once it's done, you know.
Well, I have had probably 20 or more residents come in after they heard the picture was in here. And have had nothing but compliments on it. So okay. There has been no negative feedback that I have heard yet. Except that people wanted to know,
I mean, I love it.
What
myself.
The size is. What size
yeah,
is
I
it
think
going
it's beautiful.
To be?
Like, yeah,
well, we're
up,
looking
up,
at, so the rendition that he gave me was, it's 42 wide and 48 long. So, you know, it's essentially 40 by 50. And when I talked, we had talked about this before, I think the plan was to put it where we said originally set up for the volleyball court, which was, you know, parallel to the driveway coming in from the ball field. And, you know, it would sit like over where that sand pit, sandy area is, where the two posts, we take the posts out and set it over into there. And the volleyball court is approximately the same size, a little bit smaller than what this would be. So we just about cover it. And it really wouldn't affect any other area of the park.
Well, you know, if somebody's going to take that shale out, you know, I think that's kind of a wasted space there. If somebody's going to take that out for free.
How's that going to relate to the trail?
The trail goes up front. That's up near John Street.
Okay.
So this is not going to affect the trail at all. So as far as the outcropping goes, when I see any activities going on over in the park, I see a lot of people using that as natural bench, you know, because it's got the frontage around it. People sit along it. The kids sit up on the top. I'm not necessarily in favor of just honking it out of there unless we want to put something in its place.
Well, you know, that's why maybe this, but.
But that would put it over, I think it would be pretty close to that sidewalk area over there too, where the Girl Scout sidewalk was.
Well, once you take it out, you can kind of, you know, you got all that space to figure it out, but.
So, you know, I mean, so that's what we need to figure out, is where it's going to go. So, I mean, obviously.
Was there any other locations discussed to put it not in that park? Did anybody talk about any other areas that they might want to see it?
No.
Because everybody agreed that it should be in the Village Commons.
Pretty much, that was the idea, is because that's a central location of where events happen, and part of this is going to be so the tents don't have to go up, I guess.
Yeah, that'll be nice.
Price, total price.
No, we don't have one yet.
Plus, it's in kind of a theme of the rail trail, so where people.
Yeah, but we have $18,000 to spend on it.
No, it started out $20,000 or $25,000. You know that goes.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because, yeah. You know, to put up a pole barn with a butler, like a butler.
No, I know, it's beautiful. I agree with you, it's beautiful.
So, but the next step, if this is what we want to do, then we need to get a set of drawings that we can bid with, and then we need to find out what it's going to cost.
in location.
And well, we got to pick a location, but for the size, we can, you know, we can get the drawings done at, while we're doing a location.
Well, we don't have to do a location for.
A specific site in the
within the park.
In that park. Yeah. I'm like, why do you guys keep saying different location?
He drew it facing out towards the, you know, because, you know, that's
so you can
all
see the front.
Right.
The gazebo's there. The, you can see the tree. And
concrete.
Okay.
Right. Well, that looks nice.
Would what you're talking about is moving it this way further, right?
Towards the driveway, ballpark.
Towards the ballpark. Is that what?
Well, towards the church.
Back.
Because that's between the ballpark and that pond, that mound.
So which way would the building be facing then? Would it be?
I think it's the same way.
Same way facing out, but
just
facing towards John Street.
But it'd be way. It'd be back further. And you know, it would be obscured probably by. I don't know if there's any trees out there.
No.
You'd have to probably go over there and see.
Stake it out.
What, a tree?
No, stake it out.
Everybody go over there and look at it, see what you want.
Yeah. I think we should do that.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. Yeah.
You don't want it too far back off.
Right. And we also have to remember that there's, you know, they have some plans already for that area. So there's next to the road. On the common side, they're talking about 108 feet, basically between the trail, the trail, and 108 feet towards the firehouse of being gravel.
Right, they're gonna shore up that parking that the ball field uses. But anyway, this would be inside of that.
Right. But I think the original plan was to have it actually on where that ended up being, because that's where the volleyball is.
No, they don't park on the volleyball court.
I know, but they're talking about moving.
Oh, moving inward? I didn't think they were coming in, but.
Well, they have the road.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're not talking about coming in, but.
You know, the road right here?
Yeah, that's the road.
And that's where they park.
Yeah, but I think the volleyball court's like right here.
Here? Okay. Yeah, that's true.
I wanted them touchy ones.
You have to go look.
I mean, it might be.
But we can go look at it.
We might, you know, the mound is here, right where these trees are.
Mm-hmm.
Look over here.
Right.
Because the tree, that's the shed, and the trail comes down through here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, this is what where they put it, just because they needed a place to put it on their design map. But it doesn't mean we have to put it there.
Where's the gazebo?
Gazebo's right here.
Okay.
John Street's here.
So the ball field's over here. They got it way over here.
And this is, it's kind of, this is where the mound is. So.
It is? Or?
Yeah, that's half of the mound. I mean, there's not a whole lot of room to put a 40 by 50 thing.
Yeah.
40 by 50 is a house. So.
Well, I think we should go over and look at it.
I think we should, too. It's going to disrupt something. I mean, there's nothing, unless you put it right in the center of the commons. But I'm not sure. Then it sort of takes away.
It all takes away if you want to put it on the bounces.
Yeah.
I want it on the edge.
Right. Yeah.
On the perimeter somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, but we can go over and look at it. But so, we're thinking that, and I think that the these dimensions are fine. The dimensions work out with the design, so that's where they came from. So, you know, it's 42 by 48, so essentially 40 by 50. What's that? No flags on it. It comes like that.
That puts a touch on it.
Is there flags on it?
Yeah. It's like there's little flags on it.
So is that metal bar or wood?
No, it's wood. Yeah. So the biggest thing is going to be cutting those arches. So.
And it's a one-time fee, though. You know, that's the thing. It's one time and it's there.
All right. So do you want me to pursue this and...
Yeah.
Is this the design? So the other choice of a design would be to go with like a pole barn.
I think we ought to Let's make it as classy as this.
Have a little character.
Yeah, okay. Let's have some character.
I agree. But I want to make sure everybody's on the same page.
We spend the $67,000 to clean this up. So. Yeah.
Now, if we had to go smaller, would we still be able to get the same design? Like, say we have to go smaller because of price.
Well, you could. You could take another. You could take a section.
Same design and just go a little smaller in the gazebo in the size, right?
Right, but I'm. You're going to find that, going a little bit smaller doesn't take a proportional amount of price off the table.
No, it doesn't.
So, anyway, all right. I will chase this down and see what I can find. Collect all my drawings again.
Who gave you that?
I got these from. I got them from Kurt, actually. They came through Mickey Conley.
Yeah, right. Found somebody else.
Yeah.
So,
you're writing on it.
I didn't know.
He left it all the legwork finding where the arches.
Mm-hmm.
That it was possible before he even drew it. So.
Okay, we'll get to that. All right. Any other new business or old business? That's all that's on my list. All right. Public comment.
Keep up the good work.
All right. Thanks, John. All right. So before we close here, I just want to do the resolutions. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. I hope to see you all at the... Interface service next Sunday?
This Sunday.
Or this Sunday?
And don't forget you're speaking twice.
I am.
Twice.
No, only once.
No, they said two prayers.
I heard that, but I heard
would
it.
Would you
negotiate? No, I heard it was only
you
one. Negotiated that. They were both all at once.
All at the same time.
Okay. Anyway, we'll see you all. Happy holidays. So, resolutions, public hearing.
Well, we already did that one.
We did that one.
We already did the next one.
All right, audit bills, 185 through 221 in the amount of $48,174.56 in the general fund and $4,285.03 in the water fund and $3,172.98 outside of abstract. Randy?
Second.
Guy? Any questions on the bills? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried. Motion to adjourn by Randy. Second by Charlie. And we're done.